Hi, boys and girls. Like you, Santa is listening to the Merry Little Podcast of MyMerryChristmas.com. Oh, 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 oh.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock.
Greetings and welcome to this, the 34th episode of the Merry Little Podcast of MyMerryChristmas.com. My name is Jeff Westover, head stamp licker at the Merry Forums of MyMerryChristmas.com, where we make merry 365 days of the year and have done so for longer than many of you have been alive, more than 27 years now. Well, have you seen it? Have you noticed it? It's the media. They've started to complain about Christmas because, well, Christmas is coming around again. On CNBC today, the 19th of September, it is reported that Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, is expected to be the biggest retail day of the year. That's not news. But they say that this is going to happen despite the Christmas creep. That dreaded, awful, socially unacceptable, and biggest complaint in the media ever is this thing called Christmas creep. It is caused only by retailers, and they are evil because, doggone it, they have Christmas stuff in the stores in September, and they put it on sale. What a crime. For us, this Christmas creep thing is one of the best things ever, however. We love Christmas creep. We finally feel the world is starting to catch up with us. At long last. More than 250 days into the year, and finally, somebody out there recognizes Christmas for the great thing that it is, and that it is coming. I like to believe that most of the world is like us and not like the media, which clearly sours on the idea of Christmas. The great anticipation of Christmas means a lot of things to a lot of people, but at the very top of the list, because Christmas is really the most social of all holidays, are Christmas greetings. Seriously, there is a mistaken belief out there by some that Christmas cards are no longer a thing in the celebration of Christmas. We hear the anecdotal evidence of it all the time. Someone will say, I never get the Christmas cards in the mail like I used to, or I don't receive as many cards as Mom and Dad did back in the day. They blame the internet, of course, for this, and they blame social media. They say that technology is killing the old-fashioned Christmas card. And once again, historians have done a disservice to Christmas history freaks by the way they present the history of Christmas cards. They will tell you that the first Christmas card was printed in the 1840s and that it didn't really become a popular tradition until the 1870s, thus making Christmas cards one of the newer traditions of Christmas. Of course, we take exception to the historians who have perpetuated this myth. The great Bob Rivers there reminds us that greetings at Christmas hardly have to take the form of a card to be greetings, or that Christmas is singular in its purpose of holiday greetings. Jesus' birthday was indeed an ancient thing, even before Jesus was born. Now this is the topic for another episode of the podcast that we'll cover in depth another time, this reality of Christmas before Christ. Historians kind of paint that as this vague thing called paganism, and they claim that's where Christmas came from in the first place, which is, of course, just a silly notion that is completely invalidated by actual facts and history. I bring it up only because the anticipation of the birth of Christ, and what is Christmas without the birth of Christ, was and remains one of the most celebrated events in all time. Before Christ, people loved the idea of a coming Messiah. And they did all kinds of things anciently to not only teach the idea, but to celebrate it, including the seasonal decoration of homes, and yes, the annual greetings, the annual tidings of great joy that were extended to family and friends and neighbors. These celebrations and extensions of greetings take on many forms. For those in Old England and Scotland and Wales, the tradition of wassail and the art of mumming was nothing more than the merry greeting of others in the well-wishing for the season. In fact, Christmas greetings could arguably be one of the oldest traditions of Christmas, older even than gift-giving. In words that to most people today are associated with traditional Christmas music that come nearly a millennia before the birth of Christ, we hear the most plain declaration of the anticipation of the advent of the greeting and salutation of Christmas. Quote, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and he shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." That is a scripture that is also a greeting card. Those words, written by Isaiah and echoed by another Old Testament prophet named Micah, speak of the most hopeful news that could be shared of neighbors anciently. They were words etched in stone, written in ancient forms of poetry, and shared in written sentiments of the time. Of course, we know all too well the greetings of the angels to the shepherds. "Behold, I bring you glad tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people." That singular event led to a myriad of traditions of sharing or extending those greetings in song and dance in the way of carols, as well as in emerging written texts that could be duplicated and published afar. But these were not the only way of sending personalized greetings anciently. As far back as the 1400s, we see the precursors of greeting cards in the way of stone or even wood blocks that would be crafted with elaborate messaging for families or loved ones and given at a certain time of the year. Parenthetically, that time was, well, Christmas time. Even the tradition of Christmas letters dates back to the 1400s, when that was the preferred way to share news and well wishes to family and friends at a distance, and they did this during New Year's, Valentine's Day, and yes, of course, at Christmas time. So the next time you hear some blowhard historian claim that Christmas cards were an invention of the 19th century, just tell them to have a Merry Christmas. The first commercial Christmas cards may well date from that time. That might be the time when they finally figured out a way to make a nickel from it. But they were, in reality, only a new way to celebrate an old custom of Christmas, the extension of greetings.
You know, I don't know why I get to feeling sentimental about this time every year. But every time I see a Christmas card, I somehow can't help reminiscing about the very first Christmas that you and I spent together. What a beautiful Christmas card you gave me that year. Why, I know you must have looked through thousands of cards to find that wonderful poem that still brings a tear to my eye.
Christmas greetings are really the first kind of Christmas gift. Gift giving, at least as we know it today, was really fueled by the Industrial Revolution and certainly has a very small place in the ancient traditions of Christmas. Greetings are far, far more traditional than gifts. And despite popular sentiment that sending Christmas cards is done less so today than even a generation or two ago, well, the numbers just don't support that. It's not true. The U.S. Post Office delivers about 15 billion pieces of mail during the high water mark of the year for them every year, which happens to be the month of December. Of those 15 billion pieces, less than half of them are packages. Now think about that. Giving gifts is still second place to sending greetings. In the days of yore, perhaps the singular custom of card sending was with envelopes and stamps, but these days, greetings and Christmas cards, quote-unquote, take on many different kinds of forms. Some go custom, staging photos or even still producing the old-fashioned family Christmas letter. Others go high-tech and send greetings as videos. Others opt for the simple convenience of maybe an emailed Christmas card or a post or two on social media. Hallmark, American Greetings, and other major manufacturers of traditional Christmas cards, that which you can buy commercially, they don't report a downturn in the traditional Christmas card. Far from it. Yes, I think we can say things have changed. Perhaps sending a Christmas card is a politically incorrect thing to do in the workplace anymore. Perhaps we don't lick the stamps anymore or send the bunches of cards like we did back in the day. Perhaps we send the same or even more greetings in ever new ways. But the tradition of Christmas greetings is hardly dying. In fact, it is a tradition we have lovingly clung to at the Merry Forums of MyMerryChristmas.com. We are now engaged in our 13th year of our annual Christmas card exchange. I tell you from personal experience that my Christmas is not complete or even near as bright if I don't get the dozens and dozens of cards that come from all over the world from my Christmas friends at the Merry Forums. One year I received so many cards from so many places that my postman asked me, "Who are you? Nobody gets the cards like you do, and you have friends from everywhere. Do you know how many cards I've delivered from Malta today?" None. Just yours. Yours is the first Christmas card I have seen in more than 40 years of delivering mail that came from Malta. Who are you? And that's the fun of the Christmas card exchange, is to see these cards from these good friends who only want the same thing that I want, and that's to wish a Merry Christmas, and to be able to display them in my home as decoration. If you're yearning for the old-fashioned Christmas, we humbly suggest you take pen in hand and send a few more cards this year. You'll never regret it. And join us at the Merry Forums of MyMerryChristmas.com, where you too can engage in the ever-popular annual Christmas card exchange. For the Merry Forums, this is Jeff Westover wishing you and yours a very Merry Christmas.